Zvachim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4, and the Mishnah is wrapping up our topic here about the definition and parameters of Shlo Lishma. Here the Mishnah says, HaPesach v'achatas sheshachatan l'shlo lishman. When it comes again to the Pesach and the Chatas that are slaughtered not for the proper type of offering. So up to now we've just said it applies explicitly, talking about the Shechita, but Kibel, it equally applies to the receiving of the blood, the Hilech, or the bringing of the blood to the Mizbeach, the altar, the Zarak, or the application of the blood, Shlo Lishman, if that's done for the sake of the wrong type of korban, or even O Lishman v'Shlo Lishman, or if it's done, one of the stages are done with two things in mind, meaning he first has in mind the proper, let's say, Chatas, but then halfway through the Shechita or Kabbalah Lachazrika, he thinks of an Ola. O Shlo Lishman v'Lishman, or similarly, if he starts out thinking the wrong thing, but then he switches to the right thing during that avoda. In all those cases, psulin, all those things don't work, meaning the avoda is invalid, specifically talking about the Pesach and the Chatas, puzzle, they have to now be disposed of, the Pesach again in its proper time. Now, I should speak out here that the Gemara raised the question, is that the pshat, that when you're doing, let's say, the holacha, you have first part of your walk, you think the right korban, the second the wrong korban, or vice versa? Or is it, while you're doing, let's say, the halacha, you're thinking, I'm doing the halacha for the right reason, for the right korban in the Pesach, but the zrika application will be done in the future, like a shlom, a different korban. Is that the pshat? And the Gemara doesn't resolve the answer, but the Rambam paskens both halacha as being prohibited and therefore invalid, so both would apply therefore. And in fact, there's a Mishnah in Psachim, which essentially is the same as this Mishnah here, and the Bar Tanura goes with essentially the other pshat over there. So, Ketzad, says the Mishnah, give examples. So the Mishnah now says examples, l'shman v'shul l'shman. What does it mean to be for the right korban and the wrong korban? L'shem Pesach v'l'shem shlamim. You have in mind Pesach and then shlamim. The Chiddush is, it's true for anything besides the shlamim as well, but the shlam is, as we discussed before, sort of like a embedded in the Pesach, and in fact, in a certain scenarios, if you can't bring the Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim and so on, and it'll be kosher. So, even so, that's considered shlo l'shman and puzzle. What's shlo l'shman v'lishman? What does it mean to start out for the wrong reason and then switch to the right type of animal? L'shem shlamim, you start out thinking you're going to do it for the shlamim, and then l'shem Pesach, you switch over to doing it as a Pesach afterwards. Now, we're not going to sum up with a different thing. There's an open question. We said up to now that it applies, the first three Mishnah talked about just Shechita explicitly. This Mishnah now said it applies not just to Shechita, the ritual slaughter, but to all four of the blood avodas: Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, the slaughtering, the receiving, the bringing, and the application of the blood. And now we're going to sum that up here explicitly by saying, Shehazevach Nifsal Ba'arba Devarim. There are four stages during which the offering can be invalidated with the wrong thought, Shlo Lishma thoughts. B'shchita, the slaughtering, u'b'kibul, the receiving the blood in the kli sharis, the consecrated vessel, u'b'hiloch, the receiving the blood, u'b'zrika, the bringing of the blood to the mizbeach. That's the Tanakh Mishita. Now Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that one of those stages is not essential. Rabbi Shimon machshir b'hiloch. He says the holacha, the bringing of the blood to the mizbeach, that if a person has shlo lishma thoughts, thinking of the wrong korban, still it's valid. Shai Rabbi Shimon omer, Rabbi Shimon says, yes, it's impossible to do a korban without first slaughtering it and also receiving the blood in the consecrated vessel, Kabbalah, and the Zerika, the application. Those are essential. But it's possible you could do a offering without actually doing any transport at all. Your feet could be stuck on the ground in the same place the entire time. For example, if a person is Hashochet b'tzad hamizbeach v'zorek, a person does the slaughtering right next to the altar and then applies the blood straight from where he's standing. So you see that the holacha, the transport, is not essential. And therefore, Bishimon holds that if a person has shalo lishma thoughts during the holacha, the bringing of the blood, still the animal is kosher. Now the truth is, it sounds like, I'll call it based on logic, based on how I described it, but the truth is, Rabbi Shimon is based on limudim from psukim. It's really quite technical, but it's based on drushes from verses. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, says the Mishnah, although the Gir says most probably Rabbi Elazar, and which Elazar is it? So most learn it's the Elazar ben Shamua, who's sort of a contemporary of Rabbi Shimon, the Tana, although the Rashi learns it's Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, who's arguing with his father. Whatever the case is, so he kind of takes a middle position. He says it depends. If you're doing an essential holach, I mean, you're moving towards the Mizbeach, therefore you need it, and therefore if you think the wrong thought, it's going to invalidate. But if you're moving away from the Mizbeach, that's not essential, and during that time, if you have such a thought, it wouldn't invalidate it. So the Mishnah sits inside. Rabbi Elazar Omer, HaMahalech B'makom Shehu Tzarech Lahalech. If you're going to a place where you need to go, towards the Mizbeach, HaMachshava Poselis. Then one's thoughts can indeed invalidate the Korban. U'V'makom She'ein Tzarech Lahalech. But if you're walking to a place you don't need to go, like in the wrong direction, Ein HaMachshava Poselis, then it won't invalidate. Meaning, the Machlokas is really as follows. If a person is walking away from the Mizbeach with the blood in hand, so according to Tanakama, thoughts matter still. According to Rabbi Shimon, thoughts don't matter because thoughts never matter during the holacha stage because not essential. And according to Rabbi Elazar, since you're walking the wrong direction, the thoughts will not invalidate. In contrast, if you turn right around and walk back towards Mizbeach, even though originally you didn't need to, but now you do need to because you've walked away, that would be a necessary walking. And even Rabbi Elazar would require proper thoughts. And if one thinks now that he's walking towards Mizbeach with the wrong korban in mind, that would invalidate it, like the Tanakama. Still, Rabbi Shimon would say this whole walking thing is unnecessary. You don't ever necessarily have to walk, even if you do in this particular case, and therefore the thought does not render it invalid. Halacha is like the Tanakama, which means, as you said before, machshava, the thought, it's all about any of the four stages of the blood avoda. If it's done shelo lishma, having the wrong type of korban in mind, then the offering is invalid if we're talking about a chatas or a Pesach in its proper time. And for other korbanos lahalacha, it is not invalidated, just the bialim, the owners, don't get the credit. They'll have to bring another offering to fulfill any obligation they might have.